Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 14th of July. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out the river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy. We talk to Neil Herzl about fishing the Tūrangi region this week. He's only just returned from down there. We'll see if we can talk to Bert Robinson in Rotorua and Stella Gordon in Tūrangi as well. And if we've got time, we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week, as always. Right, fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next new moon is on the 23rd. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does it mean? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. So, start planning your trip away. Head away on the 20th and come back on the 25th, something like that. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather. Met Service Marine Forecast Auckland. Warning, gale warning in force for all areas. The situation. A low just east of the North Island slowly moves northwards on Friday, maintaining strong southerlies over northern and central New Zealand. A narrow ridge moves onto the lower South Island on Friday and over the rest of the country on Saturday. A front is expected to move over the South Island on Sunday and then become slow-moving over central New Zealand on Monday. Now, the forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours Saturday. Southwest easing to 15 knots everywhere in the morning and to variable 5 knots in the evening, fine. Manukau and Waitemata harbours Sunday, variable 5 knots, northerly 10 knots developing later, cloud increasing. Met Service Waikato, Saturday, mainly fine, southerlies dying out in the evening. Sunday, cloudy periods, a few showers developing, light winds. Rotorua forecast, Saturday, fine, southerlies dying out in the morning, frosty conditions. Rotorua on Sunday, fine, cloudy periods developing later, light winds. Now, if you're fishing the Taupo region, the forecast for Saturday, fine with early frosts, southerlies dying out in the afternoon. Sunday in Taupo, fine, cloudy periods developing later, light winds. Now, if you're over the hill in Taumarunui, Saturday, mainly fine, southerlies dying out in the afternoon. Sunday in Taumarunui, cloudy periods, chance of a late shower, light winds. For our South Island listeners, the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, high cloud increasing, a few spots late rain, northerlies dying out. Canterbury Plains on Sunday, mainly fine, a few coastal showers clearing, winds mainly light, southerlies for a time. As you know, most of the weather's passed over now, it's moving away to the east. It will be cold and clear tomorrow. Okay, let's look at some river levels. The Pūnu River, 23 kilometres south of Tauawamutu, is currently at 9.4 metres and rising. It's flowing at 16 cumecs and rising. The Mangatūtū River is at 1.6 metres and rising. It's flowing at 4.8 cumecs. The Ohanamuri River, measured at Karangahake Gorge between Pairua and Waihi, is at 12.4 metres and rising. is flying, however, at 22 cumex. It's too fast to fish. The Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.31 of a metre and rising. The Waipa River measured at Otiwa is at 75.9 metres and rising, and it's flowing at 12 cumex and rising, too fast to fish. The Whanganui River measured at Puriaka is at 29 cubic metres per second and dirty. The Tongariro measured at Turangi is at 29 cumex. It's the same as last week. Now, you need to be careful when wading. These rivers will rise quickly, and enjoy the fishing. But I can tell you about Turangi, it is very, very cold indeed. Okay, thanks to Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. We do appreciate that. Website's updated continuously. Thank you. Okay, we'll have a very quick break and see if we can get hold of Bert Robinson in Rotorua. Fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident. He's an even longer-time Rotorua angler. And I can tell you, it's very, very good news indeed that he has a warm heart, because I believe the rest of him is very, very cold. Good evening, Bert.
Yeah, I don't know about the warm heart, but either she's bone chilling down here, but boy, I tell you. Yeah, we had a couple of good flurries of snow yesterday, one for about 10 minutes, and the other one sort of didn't last more than a minute or two, but that was actually in Rotorua itself, right down at lake level, melted just as it hit the ground here, although prior to that we'd had a huge hailstorm which did cover the ground and was quite white at times, so here it was a... It's been a miserable couple of days. Now we've got a howling southerly, and that's a real lazy wind, that one. It's just going straight through you. It ain't something for nothing. So, yeah, it's going to be a bit of a misery out fishing, and the fishing has been a bit hard, but I would say that streams like the Nongataha and the Waitati will be certainly worth a look. Then even if they're carrying some colour, getting into them with wet flies rather than nymphs might be the better option.
And get your neoprene waders out and wrap up really warm.
Oh, absolutely. You know, what you've got to watch for this time of the year, and especially these conditions, is hypothermia. you know, it is easy for your extremities to get cold very quickly, your fingers, toes, your nose and your ears for that matter. So, you know, it's not just polypropylene and neoprenes, it's things like scarves and a good hat and you know, a fair bit of willpower. otherwise you could be in a bit of a state because, you know, it's cleared now. We had isolated sleety showers today, which were supposed to be fine in the morning and going that way in the afternoon. But now it's cleared a little bit, but that southerly, as I say, is really, really lazy. It's just cutting you straight through you.
That's right. But the fishing's still going, though. The fish don't care, but they're still going to move up the rivers.
Well, yeah, they're still going to move. It's just that they're probably at their optimum temperature, really. Ngāti Hau and Waitati don't generally change temperature all that much. The lake temperature can fluctuate quite a bit, but that's probably up around 10, 11, 12 degrees at the moment. Maybe a bit under 12, but you know, the conditions that they prefer. But of course, you know, every time you start stripping your fly line in and your fingers get wet and you got that wind howling through, it's not pretty. And it's actually been so cold enough for your line to freeze in your guides too. And it's been a little while since I've been out in weather like that, but it was pretty close to it the other day. There was icicle was starting to form. Now it was during the day. I think yesterday we had 1 or 2 degrees around 3 o'clock, so it wasn't pretty, I can tell you.
Is snow in Rotorua a rarity? It is as far as I know.
We can get it sort of dropping in the town briefly, but not settling.
Okay.
But the amount of snow that we've had is certainly... it's been a long time since we've had anything like this. Mamaku Village, which is pretty much on top of the Mamaku Ranges, they had a really good dumping of snow up there. And, you know, we had the road to Taupo from Rotorua was marginal in the morning and then got closed briefly. We have had it that the whole area around the caldera has been closed off to traffic. It couldn't get to Tauranga, Rotorua, to Taupo, Whakatane, simply because there was so much snow. So yeah, places like Tikitere Hill on the way up to Ruato Bay from Rotorua, that would have had a fair bit on it. There was, even at Ofora, on the way out by the airport, there was snow dropping there as well. So, yeah, we had it did get to a pretty cool point there. And as I say, the wind is really, really pumping at the moment. It's probably doing about 25, 30 knots, gusting to maybe 40 at times. So, yeah, it's pretty miserable and bleak out here. So probably a good night to go and have a look at a rehash of the rugby games or something. Be prepared to, you know, have a big flask of hot coffee and go with that to your fishing spot. You just better get those little pocket things that you could give them a bit of a shake or a break and have them in your pockets and pocket warmers. And I used to stuff them down the toes of my boots back in the 90s. That certainly helped your toe circulation too.
But the wind is a problem, isn't it? That you've got to be very careful of the wind, as you say.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we a lot of our places are exposed, like Rerifukaitu is very exposed, especially to the southerly. You can probably go to School Arm and that won't be too bad, but certainly you need to look at where you're going, dressing appropriately, how long you're going to be out for. You know, if you want to do a late night fish, then don't go out till 10, 11. Perhaps fish the last hour or hour, 2 hours of the night rather than try and get there at 6 and fish right through, because, you know, you're going to get to a point where you just can't take it anymore. And, you know, I've actually seen people sort of wandering around in a daze and they've got so cold that they're not with it. So you got to be very, very careful out there.
That's well said, Bert. Yes, it's better to pick your time and just go for that time and then get the hell out of there and get home again. Don't... don't do summer fishing where you might spend 6 or 8 hours out there or something.
That's you'd be lucky to be able to do that, even with neoprenes and you know, thick socks and stuff like that. But yeah, your daytime fishing has been hard around the lakes. There's been a few fish around Rarefacoy's a few coming in through there, but Okatona and those places have been quite hard. And with the southerly, I think you'll find that the landing is going to be very, very cold, but it could be worth a look because, you know, Okatona is another one. You've got the wind pumping onshore. It's really hard to cast, but the fish are riding close. Some are saying that they think that the winter spawning runs are over, but from now on, you should, on a clear, calm day, and we do get quite a few of those here, start looking at places like Ruatoa Bay from about 9 to 1 in the afternoon, because you'll often get trout in there feeding on fry and smelt.
Okay,
yeah. And you can actually see them even when you sit in the car on a calm day and actually see them out there. So you just walk out there quietly, very slowly. Don't make too much of a pressure wave in front of you. Throw a grey ghost out on a floating line, and especially if you see them surging around, just cast it out and let it sink.
Yes.
And watch for the twitch. And then failing that, just a quick strip. Just keep it moving. Tuck the rod under your arm. Do the roly-poly or the milk and the cow, depending on which style of fishing you prefer, American or English, and watch for the bow waves and the boil up, and then tighten up on them.
Yeah,
but this time of the year has been great for that sort of thing. Right now through to October, you'll start to see fish from about 9 o'clock in the morning onwards to about 1. Sometimes it's lesser times, but you can get some pretty good fishing in for some recovering fish that are pretty feisty.
And it should be a bit warmer, obviously, during that time of the day.
Yeah, during the day it hopefully will be, although, you know, if you're getting 0 degrees or 1, 2, I think it was 5 degrees when I headed off to work this morning, which wasn't too bad, but we've had like 1 degree and had 1-0 so far at 8:30 in the morning. So you got to just be aware that, you know, the temperatures can drop pretty quick. I think we went from about 9 degrees to 3 degrees yesterday, and then it just dropped down to 1 or 2 degrees we had. So, you know, it can drop pretty quick in a matter of minutes at times.
Okay. Now, that's a good point. Temperature change that quick, you can get ice on the roads.
Oh, absolutely.
And yep. Those roads from the Mamakus down, cutting through to Nongataha and Awahau, and the road going around the lakes just towards Spencer Road, you've got to be very careful going around there as well.
Well, you do, because, you know, with the sun low in the sky too, it's not getting into a lot of places, so they're staying damp all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you get any rain and you get a frost at night, that road is still wet, and so it will freeze. And, the old black frost is a harbour, and you can't see it. And then all of a sudden you're sliding everywhere you don't want to be.
That's right, yeah. Well, so because it's school holidays, you've got lots of out-of-towners in the area, which may not be aware or used to that sort of driving.
Oh, that's right, too. You know, a lot of people were surprised at how much snow we actually had. I mean, we even locals were surprised to a certain extent. But, well, I tell you, the number of people out there bouncing around out there in the snow was quite interesting, actually. You know, it's amazing how snow can turn adults into kids very quickly.
It's school holiday time, so there's a big range of kids and adults. Yeah, all right, they're all good fun. All right, so where's your tip to fish this weekend? Because your wind is going to turn northwesterlies on Monday.
Northwesterly. Probably be looking at. You could try a Rarefacoy too, because you've got a couple of points here. You've got Homestead Arm and the other one. Might be a little bit exposed, but you can also go down to the Tarawera Mountain end of the lake and fish down in there, because that area is actually another liberation point. There's a big dock camp down there, and you can get out a little bit into the water and be able to cast along the edges, and there will be fish coming back in there. If you can put up with the wind and cast into it, you can go to Homestead or the other school arm and fish there. I'd probably look at, if it's not too strong, going to places like Okatona.
Yes.
And Tarawera, the landing, Stony Point, and that sort of area there. Stony Point, of course, can be quite good too, because you've always got fish lurking around there this time of the year, because that, again, is another liberation point.
So, plenty of fishing, as always, in the Rotorua region, but wrap up well and just be careful. Don't overdo it.
No, don't overdo it. If you start to lose a feeling in your fingers, get out there, get yourself warmed up for a fair bit, and then go back in and if you want to. But, you know, be aware that you can get yourself in some serious bother if you don't take note of, you know, this is winter, and winter has certainly arrived with a vengeance down here.
Thank you, Boo. Now, if people want to talk to you about the conditions, all right, how do they get hold of you, please?
They can give us a call on 027 289 6079. Just flick a text through or give us a call, and I'll try and sort you out with the latest update, and that's what the current weather is doing and where the fish are or likely to be, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Bert. Now, we do appreciate that. So that's Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fishing, 027-289-6079. So give me a call or a text and get the latest information during the week. Now, Bert, thank you for the information. We do appreciate it. Keep warm and good fishing.
Yep, thanks for that. Yeah, I'll sneak out tomorrow morning and Sunday morning and see how I go.
Excellent. We'll hear all about it next Friday, please.
All right, not a problem.
Thank you, Bert.
See you later.
See
Bye.
You. Mr. Bert Robinson. Seriously, it's a good offer. You just call or text on 027 289 6079 before you head off. Say, where are they? What are they eating? What's the weather like? What's the best place to fish in a northwest wind or a southeasterly, whatever? Talk fishing. He loves it. Thank you, Bert. Okay, quick break and then more fishing stuff.
Filthy block of flats, trash was off the floor, a steak was in my nose, a hand was off the door. She took me in her room, I was big and spare, fixed me up a drink, turned down all the lamps. Strange great town, the field it off and let it all fall down. Feel like we're living in a battleground. Everybody's jammed. Why do we live in this strange great town? The paint is peeling and the sky turned brown. The bag is a whack, is every Thursday night. They just found that on that ground.
Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langlands is based in the South Island, a place called Darfield, actually. And Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, a fishing guide, a blogger, and a photographer on Facebook. And Martin's aim when he's fishing with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly, and professional. And that's exactly what we talk to him on a regular basis. Martin, as always, is live on air with us now. Good evening, Martin.
Hello from a chilly south.
Yeah, it's cold in Darfield, man.
It's cold in Darfield, yeah. We're in the sort of minus zones.
Goodness me. Too cold for an Aucklander.
Too cold for a South Islander.
See, I start getting worried when it's down to about 12.
You guys are so lucky. I keep referring to that. It's interesting. Let's not digress, though.
Okay, what's it all down to the fishing?
Oh, what's it all done for the fishing? Well, probably close, not closed it off, but definitely slowed it off. I mean, as I left off, we haven't had much rain and quite low flows and stable rivers. This is freshening the rivers nicely because we've had quite a lot of snow and a little bit of rain. So, you know, the river flows are generally pretty high. So for fishing terms, definitely more about the high country lakes, and obviously you have to be pretty hardy and kit up in your waders and the like and have your gloves on because it's going to be cold. But, you know, I'd be thinking stream mouths this weekend, you know, streams, small streams going into Lake Aviemore, Benmore, you know, Lake Tekapo, Oha, tributaries of those lakes. Yeah, probably stuff like that.
Okay. Now, midweek, I think Wednesday, Thursday, you had Arthur's Pass closed, Linda's Pass. Are they all open now?
Yep.
Okay, so people can move around.
Oh, I think they have. Sorry, I haven't really fully checked. I mean, you know, I haven't really fully... They were definitely closed.
Yeah.
I would assume them to be open now because, I mean, we had quite a lot of snow on the ground here at Darfield. Not amazingly thick, but a good amount, and it's all sort of melted away. So, you know, we luckily had a clearing day today, Colin.
Okay, that's good. And your forecast tomorrow is fine and frosty. Light winds, Sunday, fine and frosty... Clouds thickening and a little bit of showers on Sunday night.
Yeah, not a bad weekend for fishing, actually.
Not too bad. Okay, So winter fishing, are you talking streamers across and down?
Yeah, no, look, mainly stream mouths and a whole mixture, a whole gamut, really. Yeah, a little bit of streamer into the stream mouths, for sure. A lot of people do the luminous lure at night time, which you know a lot about. I sort of prefer to fidget away around the stream mouths using indicators and nymphs hung quite deeply behind. Because a lot of those stream mouths do tend to get fished, and the fish can become quite cautious, so I sometimes find it's a really good idea, instead of repeatedly casting and retrieving through, just to sort of indicator out on the, just on the side of the drift, just in that area, you know, where the drift stops drifting, as it were. And, you know, just give it the odd wee sort of jerk now and again, making sure you're quite long down. That's all. You drop it from your indicator. It has to be quite a fair way down. And that's probably one of my preferred ways to do it.
Okay, so how long is your dropper?
It varies according to how deep you need to fish. It can be anywhere from, you know, in a shallower lake, 5 or 6 feet, but I frequently do them 10 to 12 feet sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
You're longer than the rod.
Okay, yeah, because it's deeper and, yeah.
Because it's deeper and a lot of fish, you know, tend to. But look, it's, you know, the rainbows should become more active. There's definitely no doubt about it. You know, rainbows really react well in the South Island to snow.
All right, well, there you go. I didn't know that. So
just something of that sort of American heritage they've got, I think. It's just South Island rainbows and snow go hand in hand.
Very good.
Yeah.
But the anglers need to be particularly careful. They don't get hypothermia. And just
well,
be
you
sensitive.
Do, and you have to take care of your fish as well at this time of year, Colin. I mean, you know, there's no hiding it. You know, this is the time of year most fish are breeding.
Okay.
And, you know, for that, I've definitely, you know, left it alone a wee bit myself. I haven't been going at it hard. So, you know, definitely you respect yourself in terms of keeping warm and focused, especially on the roads in the South Island. We've had quite a lot of rain. Melting snow is going to be black ice, so caution on roads. Yeah, just general caution for fishermen. Never a bad thing when the weather's, you know, icy.
That's right. We've just been talking to Bert Robinson in Rotorua.
Oh, yes.
And he said exactly the same. As school holidays, lots of people in town.
That's correct.
The roads are icy. They're not used to it, maybe.
Well, this is the whole game. So, you know, just caution on those roads. And, you know, as you say, layers are the way to go. Haven't waders gotten good, though?
Oh, hell yes.
Haven't waders gotten really good? I remember fishing the Tongariro in 1986 with Chappie Chapman. And back then, I only had a really old American pair of, well, they were called Seal Dry, and it was made out of latex. And we were there for a week, and on the first day, guess what? They sprung a leak. But, hey, I was able to still fish away, but, man, did I get cold.
Yeah, you would. But, no, the technology now is
the
just...
new waders are amazing. You know, I urge anybody to have a good look at them. You know, neoprenes, obviously, are a real asset as well at this time of year. But, you know, just your general stocking footwear, there's some great makes out there. They're all good.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. All right, so
okay.
Go fishing, wrap up well, and drive carefully on the way to and from the river.
Stream mouths, lakes.
Okay, there you go.
Leave the rivers alone.
All right. How do people get hold of you, Martin?
Sure, www.troutlands.com, or you can find me by just putting Langlands, Martin Langlands, L-A-N-G, L-A-N-D-S, into Google and you'll hopefully find me somehow there.
All right, that's Martin Langlands, troutlands.com or Facebook Martin Langlands. Very good Facebook of photography and flies and all that sort of stuff. Martin, keep warm, good fishing. I'll talk to you
next week. Fantastic. No, look, I'll hopefully have a little bit more to talk about next week because I'm definitely going fishing in the next few days. So there you go.
Thank you, Martin.
Okay, bye. Thanks,
bye. Mr. Martin Langlands. Have a look at troutlands.com. He's got all his videos. He's got fly fishing. That's what he does. Thank you, Martin. Okay. Quick break, and then we'll see if we get hold of Neil Herzl. Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Hooked on Fly Fish is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they'll show you how to use it. How good's that? Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now if you do look at that website, you will notice as of today that there are huge sales in store on fresh and saltwater gear. Have a look at that, rodandreel.co.nz. Neil Herzl is an Auckland angler. Neil has represented New Zealand in many international fly fishing events. His next event is coming up in September, October, and he'll be in Slovakia with the New Zealand team. Neil has just returned from fishing closer to home. In fact, he's been down at Turagi this week, and we'll see if he's thawed out as such. Neil, you're on there now. Good evening.
Good evening, Colin.
Have you warmed up?
Yes.
Now, you were down there, what, Monday, Tuesday, or?
Yes, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning, yes.
Okay. Now, snow on the ground?
Outside, north of Taupo. Yes.
North of Taupo, but nothing in Turangi itself.
Mount Pihanga had snow on it down to the, the fields, yes.
Okay, so that's just basically at the back of Turangi town.
Back of Turangi, yes.
I know, yep. Pihanga, yeah. Okay, so pretty nippy, Neil.
She was a bit.
Now, you fished, what, Tongariro?
Yes.
Okay, what was that? Let's start
and
with
the Henemanaiaia.
The Henemanaiaia. Okay, let's start with the Tongariro itself. Where did you fish there?
We went down Grace's Road, down the Reed Pool and the Jones Pool, down that area there, yes.
Okay, below the bridge there, I know where you are.
Yep.
And many anglers around?
No.
Too cold, eh?
Too cold, yes. Yeah, I think so, yep.
Okay, now, what about the fishing?
a couple of chaps in the clubhouse, Spay Carson, they got a couple each down that area before we got there. The day we were there, there was really not a lot of fish on that particular day.
Okay.
But the river's in great condition.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
I see it's up a bit today, but it's still clear, is it?
Oh, it was, yes, just beautiful colour, yes, correct.
Because okay. It has been fishing really well.
Yes, but it may have been because of the drop in barometer pressure or something other like that. I don't know, but that may have been the reason. Who knows, you know?
Okay, yeah, well, it's just, this is fishing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can't talk to the bloody fish, so we're never quite sure what's going on.
Correct.
Okay, but you fish the Henimai Aia as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, this is one of your favourite rivers, I know. Tell me, how was that?
Well, the first day, we got there about 12 and left about 4. I got 13 there, some very, very good fish.
Okay.
The other day, the river was up a bit. Didn't seem to be as much fish around, but then again, it could have been the rise in the water level made the fish go further upstream or just dropping the barometer pressure, you know, with the storm coming.
Yes, well, yeah. Now, did you fish above the road bridge or below the road bridge?
Both.
Oh, okay. And which area is holding the most fish?
I would say... Just a bit above the road bridge.
Okay, like up toward, between the road bridge and the first car park.
First and second car park, yeah, the first car park, yes, correct, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's fish holding there. And they're in good condition too, Neil, are they?
Oh, yes, great nick.
Okay.
Great nick.
Beautiful, solid fish.
Solid fish, well conditioned.
Okay, nice. And they give you a workout in that river, don't they? They're off, aren't they?
Correct, yeah. No, I got busted a couple of times.
Okay. Now, what about below the road bridge? That's been going quite well, they tell me, in the last month or so.
Yes, I think that's probably the preferred area, I would say, yes.
Okay. Now, I want
a number of cars parked down there.
Yeah, it's always an indication, isn't it?
That's always an indication, yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what sort of fly line flies? Tell us about your setup with the new rules.
I was using the check nymph or euro nymphing system that the new dock rigs have brought out.
Okay, yes.
And so, you know, 20 meter leader, so I fished with that. Didn't find a problem or anything like that, or anything like that, yeah, and tied on. I went up to 9 pound nylon.
Okay.
Used some otter eggs.
Oh yes, I know the one.
You can get those from Rod and Reel.
Yes.
Seems to be the go fly.
They do work, don't they?
Goodness me, they do. Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you have lots of weight on there?
I had some split shot, as the regs say. Yes, about 1.6. gram split shot.
Okay, and you just put that on above your fly?
Above the fly, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Now, because your leader length is a maximum of 6 metres now, is that correct?
6 metres, yes.
Okay, so that's approximately 20 feet, isn't it? Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, now anglers, that's a good point, Neil. The rules did change on the first of the month.
That's right, yeah, for the new season.
That's right, and it is the angler's responsibility to know the rules.
Correct.
Did you see any rangers around?
I didn't see any while I was there, no.
Okay, okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Now, lots of anglers or school holidays?
Yes, I've seen some children with their parents and young kids fishing on their own, which is always good to see.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, that's another thing. You're allowed to spin in some areas, but not in others. So you've got to be very careful of the rules on that as well.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, but, of course, the streams flowing into Taupo are fly fishing only. Yeah.
Correct, yeah. Now, you weren't alone. You went down with Neil Castles, I believe.
Neil Castles, yeah.
Now, you've been doing this trip for, decades, haven't you, together?
We go fishing every now and again, yes, together.
Well, yeah, but it's a long sort of tradition. You spend a few days each year down there, don't you?
Yep, correct.
Now,
yep.
How did Neil go?
He caught a few fish, not as many as me, but, you know, he latched into a few.
Okay, yeah, good.
Yep.
Did he have much luck on the Tongariro?
Yes, he caught fish on the Tongariro, yeah, correct.
Okay, because he likes the Tongariro, doesn't he?
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, so good trip was had.
Yes, yeah.
Now, at the top of the show, we mentioned that you're part of the New Zealand team that's heading off. Tell us a couple of minutes about that. When do you go away, Neil? Do you have practice sessions and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah, we're having a practice day tomorrow down at Tirau.
Oh, okay, yes.
And we'll be all arriving in Vienna on the 25th.
Of?
August.
25th of August, yes.
Yeah, we pick up a rental van there and we drive up to where we're going to stay prior to the competition and go around on the practicing and with the guide Igor.
Yeah.
And then we move into the competition hotel on the 5th of September.
Okay. This is in Slovakia?
Slovakia, yes.
Okay. And the competition runs for, what, 3 days or something, doesn't
it? Yeah, so we leave on the 11th of September.
Okay. And then you're coming home as a team, or?
Most of the team will be flying directly home, and others I'll be going via California, and others will be doing their stuff, yeah.
Okay, because it's so far away, you might as well spend a bit of extra time there if you can, Tom.
Yeah, I think the workers have to fly back.
The gold caddies can stay on a bit longer.
Correct.
Oh, good. So thank you, Neil.
Yes.
Thanks for joining Hooked on Fly Fishing again. Enjoy the night and have a glass of red wine for me, and we'll catch you on the weekend.
Yeah, we will do.
Thank you, Neil.
Good on you, Colin.
See you.
Good.
Cheers.
Bye.
Mr. Neil Hertzel. Okay. Plenty of fish in the Hanumaia, but you got to be warm. Okay, get out there and get amongst them. Okay, quick break and then the fly fishing tip of the week.
You're awful bright, you're awful smart. I must admit, you broke my heart. The awful truth is really sad. I must admit, I was awful bad. While lovers laugh and music plays, stumble by and I hide my pain. The lips are lit, the moon is gone. I think I cross the Rubicon. Walk the streets alone and they're full of tears.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. The fly fishing tip of the week. Trout hear far better than people do, and water transmits sound more rapidly than air. So, care must be taken when approaching these fish if you expect to find them hanging around by the time you arrive at the water's edge, ready to begin your fly casting. There you go, makes sense, doesn't it? Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. We'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.